And what's the first process? I mean, obviously there's a lot of processes, aren't there, that go through until you actually get a final beautiful polished bat.
Sure.
Can we sort of talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk you through. Basically, from the rectangular block of willow, we have to sort of fashion that down to a workable size, obviously to reduce our preparation times. So what we do is we use a combination of machines to do this. So we start with a circular saw, which basically chops the ends off, which obviously gives us the correct size for a cricket blade. We do this as well, obviously, to check for cones in the end of the wood, which are sort of cracks, which obviously, if you've got those, they can be fatal. You know, when you're actually using your cricket bat. From then, we have to plane the edges down. Once again, it's a 4¼-inch wide the cricket bat has to be, so obviously we do that with a sort of machine. From that stage, we then back it, which we basically use the circular saws to make a sort of triangular back. To give us a guideline, because obviously cricket bats have got a spine. It's then taken to the spindle moulder, which has basically got a specially made face profiling blade, and that gives us a sort of rounded face on the front. And then probably the most important process is the pressing. We've got a hydraulic press. We run these blades through sort of 4 or 5 times, sort of up to pressures of 2 tons per square inch, which obviously gives us the spring. If you press a bat too hard, you get something that lasts an awful long time but doesn't perform. Vice versa, if you press it too soft, it falls apart very quickly. So that's very important, and it takes a long time.
Are the bats different sizes in heights or different weights?
They are different sizes. Bats generally start at size 3. They go up to a harrow size. So size 3, 4, 5 and a harrow. That's the youngster's sort of sizes. Harrow being the sort of 12 to 13-year-old sort of blade. Size 3 being a sort of 5 or 6-year-old's blade. Obviously then it goes up to an adult size, and you get slightly different combinations. You can have a short blade, standard blade, long blade. You can have a standard handle, a super short handle, or a long handle. The combinations of all 6, which make life interesting.
Yes. And what determines what size of a handle you'd have? Is it something to do with your size, your weight?
Generally your size, although there are sort of exceptions. There's people who like, you know, they may not necessarily be tall, but they like a sort of long cricket bat, vice versa. There may be people who are tall who actually like a very short cricket bat, depending on their sort of stance. So we do get the odd sort of strange request. The other, well, probably the most important thing is the weight. Adults bats range from sort of £2.5 up to sort of £4. £4 being extremely heavy.